So the search committee search is over, and now we as a congregation have an opportunity to begin seeking widely together as we plan for our transition to a ministry with Reverend Shana. What will the next phase of our congregational journey bring? Today's story is a somewhat whimsical approach that may have some hints for us. I looked in the children's library, and this just caught my eye, so... this is Regards to the Man in the Moon by Ezra Jack Keats, an award-winning children's story writer and illustrator. What's up, Louie? Why so sad? Louie's stepfather asked. The kids are laughing at me. Laughing at you? Why? Well, Louie said, they call you the Junk Man. Junk? They should know better than to call this junk. All a person needs is some imagination, and a little of that stuff can take you right out of this world. What do you say, Louie? Want to give it a try? Louie and his parents got to work. What's going on? The kids asked. I'm going out of this world, Louie answered. The kids snickered and nudged each other. Is that Voyager 3? They laughed. No, he said, it's imagination, too. Well, don't run out of gas. What regards to the man in the moon, they kidded. Are you going out there all alone, Susie asked. Can I come with you, Louie, can I? Well, it depends. Got a lot of imagination? Oh, yes, she said, and I'll bring cookies, too. Okay, all right, be here early tomorrow. The next morning, they climbed aboard. Ready when you are, Susie shouted. Okay then, yelled Louie. Blast off. They held their breath. Way out in space, they opened their eyes. We did it, Susie gasped. They stared down at planet Earth. Everybody we know is down there, and we're all alone up here. I'm scared. Me too, Louie whispered. They floated past strange and wondrous things, and on through worlds no one had ever seen before. Suddenly, they were jolted to a halt. Help us, help us, they heard familiar voices cry. It was Siggy and Ruthie. We decided to follow you, Ziggy cried, but we've used up all our imagination. We're stuck. We can't move. Don't untie us, please, or we'll never get home. Let go, Susie yelled, or we'll all be stuck out here forever. You can only move on your own imagination. Let go, will you? Louie cried. There's a rock storm headed this way. We'll be smashed to bits. They're not rocks, can't you see? They're monsters, Ziggy moaned. They're coming to capture us. We'll never see home again. Monsters, Susie said. Now you're using your imagination. They began to move. You're doing fine now, Susie called, so let go. You'll do better on your own, and so will we. But Ziggy and Ruthie were so scared they just hung on. They ducked this way and that and over and under, and upside down. Finally, the storm passed, and they headed for home. Wow, Ziggy joked nervously. Wasn't that fun? Yeah, we sure were scared. We sure scared those monsters, Ruthie bragged. Wish we could do it again. And they thought, Louie said, that they had used up their imagination. They were getting closer to home when Ziggy finally dropped the rope. And the next day, they told everybody about their adventures, and soon all the kids were ready to take off. So let's work together, let's help each other, and let's see where our imaginations can take us. And now we'll sing the children out, and I believe they're having a game day downstairs. I'm not sure if it's not downstairs? It's upstairs? Okay. Are the leaders here? No, they're out there. Thank you, Leslie. All right, so not may your mind be open to new learning. May your life spring truth into the world. May your heart go up and your will to the world of justice. As you go your way in peace, as you go your way in peace.
This is a day when we can together take a deep breath and look ahead to our future. Let's think about a few simple things as we do that. It's not how deep a breath you take or how long it lasts that matters. Not right now. What's important is that our shared breathing gathers us together in a way that is comfortable, reassuring, and secure. And we need that. It's why we come here every week. So, I'm going to be quiet for just a little bit, and you breathe as is comfortable for you until we can hear a communal breathing. Now, if you're like me, more than about 20 seconds of directed breathing or thinking makes the mind begin to stray and the ideas whirl. So relax now and think about last Sunday, when you may well have been here in this sanctuary. Think of how you felt when we told you that we'd found you a new minister. Think of one adjective to describe how you felt at that moment. Or perhaps it was you weren't here last Sunday, so think about how you felt when you read it in the announcement that we put out on Monday morning. Or if you're visiting and you have no idea what we're talking about, just go with us, but please join one of our groups because your voice is important as well. You're a fresh look on the process. So I'll give you just a minute until you've come up with an adjective. And now let's begin to look to the future. 10 months ago, when we brought you the news that we were not able to bring the minister we all liked very much here to Milford, I couldn't have imagined that today we'd be nearly done with our task. I would have thought we would be just beginning the difficult and often stressful job of comparing one potential candidate against another, listening and asking lots and lots of questions to people we really couldn't get to know in any deep way. Now we are here with our task focusing on the short term of what we hope will be a long future together with the Reverend Shana Appel. We still, as a committee, have things to do, just as we would have if we had brought you someone in April or May. We need to begin a long transition that we will all take part in. The most important thing for us is to listen to you as we've listened to you before. We need to know what questions you have, what you'd like us to arrange in introducing Reverend Shana to you in new ways, and in the basic ways for the many of you who really don't know her. The reason I picked a quote by Fred Rogers for the top of the order of service today is that he was extraordinarily good at the two things we need to do right now as a congregation. He once said, "The best thing we can do for each other is to listen with our ears and our hearts and to be assured that our questions are just as important as our answers." So in the next 25 minutes, let's ask all the questions that need to be asked. Then the search committee will take what we've heard and understood as your needs and start the process of introducing our new minister to you. It is a process. It will take all winter and spring, and we are lucky that Reverend Carroll is so well able to help us begin to transition. So, as you can see on the order of service, there are three discussion groups. Alan will lead one of them, and if you're interested in the financial aspects of our new ministry, please choose that one. You don't want to be in my group, okay? Because I don't understand money matters. Kathy and I will lead general discussion groups, and we will listen and take notes as you ask questions and give us ideas. And we will also listen to the adjective that you have picked. Okay? So this is just a start. So the sooner we begin it, the sooner we'll be able to take the next steps in the process. So if you're going to go hear about money and contract, go meet with Alan in the fireside room. Kathy will have a group in Emerson, and I will have a group here in the sanctuary.